Today is June 28th, 2016, Tuesday. Korean prosecutors' office announced today that the death of Mr. Jo Hee Par was confirmed, and it is concluded that prosecutors have no right of arraignment due to his death. His case was called by the Korea's largest ever fraud case. Mr. Jo was the mastermind behind it. He has been at large since 2008, and was suspected of swindling about 4 trillion Korean won, which is equivalent to $3.5 billion, from an estimated 50,000 Korean people. During the announcement, prosecutor's office presented some evidence related to his death, but the mass media and lots of people, including the victims of swindles, seems harder to believe them. According to the media reports in the past, a lot of high-ranking politicians and senior officials of police department and prosecutor's office got involved in Mr. Jo's fraud case, so that there would be huge social and political ramifications if he is captured alive. Basically, I don't believe the conspiracy theory, but it is hard to believe that the announcement of prosecutor's office is trustworthy and is based on the objective facts.